I guess I'm surprised, and I shouldn't be, but folks that are involved in this industry or folks that are involved in showing horses should obviously have a love of the animal. This seems to be a systemic issue, because I think if I'm a judge of these competitions, I ought to be able to quickly tell whether a horse is doing it naturally or if it is suffering soaring, and that's why it's doing or performing the way that it is. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right that they should be doing that, but the problem is that this gate that is being produced, this big lick gate, the participants in the industry have become addicted to it. They like it. They can't get enough of it, and that's the only way to produce it is through soaring. The judges are trainers, and the trainers are judges. So quite often you've got these conflicts of interest where the trainers are judging their fellow trainers when they're playing the role of judge, and then the next weekend some other trainer will be a judge. So they're all propagating this. They're propping it up for decades now. And nobody in the judging ranks is doing anything about it because they're all involved, and they think that's what the crowds want to see. They think that's what the owners want their horses to do. The reality is that this practice has been on the decline. This segment of the industry has been on the decline, but we still estimate there's about 15,000 or so horses a year that are being subjected to this torture, essentially, around the country, and it's got to end. There was a federal law passed in 1970 that was supposed to end it, the Horse Protection Act, but unfortunately these violators, these abusers, have found loopholes in that law that has allowed this practice to continue.